531.
PMN News at 12. I'm Courtney Cena Meredith. Health authorities on Tokelau hope high herd immunity will help protect its population from the spread of COVID-19. Government spokesman Okose Tino Vitale says the outbreak has given Tokelauans a better understanding of the pandemic.
Now, Nukunonu has had an experience with a community case, four community cases, and Whakaofo has also had its first cases at the border. Hopefully that would bring about better understanding of the new response based on what's happening in the world.
Vaiaso o le Nganga Samoa launches this week, celebrating the country's most spoken Pacific language. The theme is Mita Mita I la Nganga Maua Alofa Sino Moanga, which means be proud of your language and grounded in your identity. The Minister for Pacific People, Barbara Edmonds, encourages everyone to value and use Nganga Samoa.
Across Aotearoa, our Samoan population is the largest of our Pacific peoples, and Nganga Samoa is the third most spoken language. This year, our objective is to encourage more Samoans in Aotearoa, as well as the wider population, to use the language. I've already seen some amazing work underway in our education sector and throughout our communities.
In other news, tributes are being paid to Princess Mele Siu'ili Kutapu Kalani Uvalu Fotofili, who died in Auckland yesterday. The late Princess of Tonga is being remembered for her service and her speech at the Dawn Raids Apology. MP Anahila Kanungata Swiswiki says she led with strength and dignity.
Her speech was the highlight of the acceptance speeches of the apology. It was an honour and a privilege to witness her leadership in action. Yes. Proud Tongan indeed when I listened to her. Her words were like a korowai wrapped around us in terms of voicing what needed to be voiced on the day.
And to the Pacific, the minimum wage in the Cook Islands is set to increase by 50 cents to $9 New Zealand an hour. The change will come into effect from July. The caregiver's allowance, which goes to people looking after elderly or people with a disability, will increase from $200 every month to $300. And finally, a star in the musical Hamilton hopes her story is an inspiration to young hip-hop dancers. Alandra Edamiha grew up with dreams of becoming a backup dancer before being encouraged at high school to try musical theatre. She says more Pacific artists are being recognised in the theatre scene.
Literally, there is one. You know, I grew up dancing in hip-hop crews and going to, like, you know, HHI, like Hip-Hop International and stuff, and I never ever thought that I could be using my talent on such a big stage, worldwide, you know, like global show. So there is a chance for people to have a career in this.
And that's your PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.